You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, those of you who are right in the middle are just trying to get better. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about a few things. First and foremost, let me just say that I know I said I mean for Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going to go and say directly, and I apologize to the messy room. I'm going to try to do something about that here. But I'm going to go on and say Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time is when I will be aiming to go live with the podcast. I'm going to try to keep each episode about 30 minutes in length, 20, 30 minutes in length, somewhere in there. So if you are a podcast listener, you're catching this on Apple Podcasts or Podbean, then join me on Twitch, and you can find me at Salt Mines X-Wing, and I'd love to see you. All right. So let me go ahead and move in to what I wanted to cover on this episode. So I mentioned it in the last episode, and I talked a little bit longer about my flight club run than I was planning on. But what I want to do on this episode is I want to break down our three and above list from the Ace Championship. Or I'm sorry, not three and above, three and below. And the reason that I want to do this is because we already know that these are X-Wing's top players. And so I want to look at these lists and break them down and see how much of it is the list and how much of it is variants. So please join me. We're going to go on List Fortress and check this out. So I'm going to share my screen right here. And here we go. So we're going to start off at 20th overall. We've got Andrew Carlo, who is flying Zam Wessel with Treacherous, Count Dooku, Thermal Detonators, Contraband Cybernetics, and Hull Upgrade, with General Grievous with Treacherous, Impervium Plating, and Solus One, and Brewer Krent with Predator and Treacherous. We've seen this list before. We know it's a top list. He went 3-3 with a total MOV of 1355. Next, we've got Jonathan Lohman flying First Order, going 3-3 with an MOV of 1318. He's flying Kylo Ren with Hate, Recoil with Predator, and Rush. Next, we've got Bjorn Nielsen flying Scum, 3-3 with an MOV of 1300 flat, flying Finrod with Predator, Old T with Predator, and Bossed with Zam Wessel, Greedo, and Deadman Switch. Obviously, we can see Bossed is meant to go in, get those either locks or double modded attacks with Zam. Greedo's flipping crits, which goes into Bossed's ability, and then he's meant to die and take out some other things with him. And then you have Old T and Finrod doing their things. Next, we've got Chris Raziel, who went 3-3 with a 1276 MOV. And we're seeing the zombie barons here. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 barons with Ruthless and Prockets, and then one baron with Tracers. Again, pretty solid list. Not surprised to see it there. All right, coming in 24 overall, we got Patrick Hansen, coming in 3-3 with a 1261 MOV, also flying Zam Wessel with Count Dooku, Thermal Detonators, False Transponder Codes, General Grievous with Daredevil, Impervium Plating, and Solus One, and Sunfac with Predator and Gravitic Deflection. So it's always interesting. I think Gravitic Deflection has the potential to help out, but for me seeing it, it was always one of those, I'd always roll right into a blank. So we see Patrick doing quite well with that. Next, we've got the infamous Daniel Leone, flying CIS to no one's surprise, who is flying Zam Wessel with Treacherous, Count Dooku, Thermal Detonators, False Transponder Codes, and Hull Upgrade, with General Grievous, which is treacherous, impervium plating, and soulless one, flanked by DBS-404 with ion torpedoes, Dark One probe droids, and landing struts. Now, this is actually the combination that I wanted to see, but I don't know that I would have put ion torpedoes on DBS-404. So it's kind of an interesting little list there, but Daniel Leone, obviously a very talented pilot, doing well. Next, we've got Tara Devlin flying Republic, going 3-3 with a 1228 MOV, who is flying a Loyalist Volunteer with the Alpha-3B Besh and Connernets, and three calibrated laser-targeting Jedi Knights, and a Delta-7 Jedi Knight. All right, moving on to 27, we've got Dale Binion, going 3-3 with 1201, and he was flying Kylo Ren with Extreme Maneuvers, Fanatical Blackout, and Gideon Hask with Agent Terex. So again, here's another list that I like to see. So you've got that double ace with a support ship. I'm not sure First Order flies it best, but Agent Terex being able to give Blackout essentially a force token every turn is, for at least guaranteed three turns, is very strong. Next, we've got Octor Khan, going 3-3 with an 1114 MOV, flying Jango Zam. Jango had Treacherous, Count Dooku thermal detonators, false transponder codes, and hull upgrade, and Zam with Treacherous thermal detonators, false transponder code, hull upgrade, Slave One, and suppressive gunner. All right. And if I just kind of skip over this list, it's because I don't have anything to say about it. We've seen them. We know these lists do well. So I will throw a few things out here. And again, we all know that these are top pilots. So it's looking at the lists and seeing how much of it is list building and how much of it is variants. Next, we've got Sammy Pateri and Olvinen. And I'm sorry if I butcher names, I'm just not good at reading. Flying the Foresight Inquisitors. Again, we've seen that list do well. No surprises there. Kyle Borgat came in 30th overall with a record of 3-3 with a 1022 MOV, flying three Delta 7B Jedi Knights and Shakti with Patience, Predator, and Tractor Beam. Now, I actually really like this list. Shakti with Patience is amazing to fly. If you've never done that, I highly encourage you to do that. And it actually really gives you an idea for when and where you can use Patience. So moving down, we've got Michael Petrelia flying Shakti with Patience, Obi-Wan with Foresight and Juke, and two dedicated Squad 7 veterans, one of them with Wolfpack. That's kind of an interesting salad here. I like the list, and it seems that you would pair one of the Ada 2s with an ARC and kind of fly them in that regard. At least that's how I would fly it. So interesting to see how they ended up flying that list. Okay, next we've got Nick Burke flying that same archetype we saw just above with the First Order. So we've got Kylo Ren with instinctive aim, prockets, and ion torpedoes. Blackout with fanatical and ion torpedoes. I just tried to combine those two. Blanatical. And Commander Malorus. I think I like the Gideon Hask version just a little bit better. Also because taking the strain to reroll a blank could be very dangerous for either one of these pilots. All right, next we start to hit our 2 and 4. So we've got Colin Richard, who was flying, his total MOV was 1167, and he was flying two Gold Squadron veterans with ion cannon turrets and thermal detonators, and 1, 2, 3 Red Squadron veterans with S-foils. So we've got a 5-ship list, 2Y3X. Seems awful similar to what Frank Forte flies on a regular basis. And it's just a solid list. I'm kind of surprised to see him down so far, but then again, you're running five I3s, and the Y-wings can melt pretty quick. Yeah, I mean, I can see it, but I also kind of understand why it is where it is. All right, next we've got Robert Hilton flying Nom Lum with Dead Man Switch, Punishing One, and R5P8, Bosk with Boba Fett, 000, BT1, Dead Man Switch, and Hull Upgrade, and Finn Rao with Predator. Now, I'll point out that Boba Fett is the crew card, the one where he lets you start on pretty much any asteroid as long as you're range 3 from your enemy, which can make that YV just a little bit more challenging to deal with. All right, next at 35, we've got Zachary Ferris coming in 2 and 4 with a 1091 MOV. Flying just the opposite of what we saw. So this one's 3Y2X, all the I3s. You've got two Red Squadron veterans with just the S-foils, and three of the Y-wings, Gold Squadron Y-wings, with ion cannon turrets and thermal detonators. I can see how that extra punch from the extra X-wing really makes a difference over the Y-wing. Next, we've got a Andreas Tolman flying Kylo Ren with Extreme Maneuvers, Major Von Regg with Daredevil, and Rush with ATP. Good, solid list here. We've seen it perform well. I'd be kind of interested to see how much of the result of that list had to or came from variance in play. The list itself. All right, next we've got Nicholas Duran flying Empire, total MOV of 946, two Delta Squadron pilots in the Defenders, and Soontir Fel with Predator. Good, solid list. Again, so the other part of this, and I didn't mention earlier and I should have, is this, when you start getting in here, part of it is list building, that's part of the game, but the other part is how you set up and how you play. And I would venture to guess that the pilots down here, while they are the top tier of the X-Wing community, probably weren't flying their best or suffered some bad variants or some combination of the two. All right, next we've got Marcel Manzano, who also went 2 and 4. Well, I'm assuming 2 and 4. I can only see two wins. I don't know if it was a drop, but he was flying a Baron of the Empire with Discipline and Tracers, three Storm Squadron Aces with Discipline and Passive Sensors, and Nash Windu Rider with Discipline and Sensitive Controls. So interesting Empire salad here. Honestly, having flown five Storm Squadron Aces, I kind of understand why this list ended up where it is. It's hard to deal with, and being that we're all I3 or below, it does make it challenging to stay on target, so to speak. All right, next we've got Dan Coppens, or Coppens. Again, sorry if I mispronounced your name. Flying Separatists, we've got Zam Wessel with Treacherous, Count Dooku, Thermal Detonators, False Transponder Codes, and Hull Upgrade, General Grievous with Treacherous, Impervious Plating, and Solus One, and Brewer Kent with Treacherous and Predator. And his MOV was 796 there. Next, we've got Josh Dune with a 790 MOV, flying Jake Farrell with Predator and Threat Tracers, Wedge Antilles with Predator. I'm assuming this is in the A-Wing, Shara Bay with Predator, Jack Porkins with S-foils, and Garvin Dreyas with S-foils. So we've got a bunch of I-4s, five I-4s, which is a good solid place to be. The problem is most of that list is A-Wings, and just sometimes those A-Wings don't hit hard. All right, next we've got Kevin Rosen, or Rosner, with a 720 MOV, flying Zam with Count Dooku, thermal detonators, false transponder codes, and hull upgrade. General Grievous with Daredevil and Pervading Plating and Solus One, and Sunfac with Predator. Try to go for the bid on there, and I don't think that was the right call on that particular list. All right, next we've got Tim Bordeaux flying 4 Storm Squadron Aces, all with Discipline, all with Fire Control Systems, 1 with Thread Tracers, and 1 Baron of the Empire with Thread Tracers. Again, this makes sense. It's going to fly very similar to your 5X1, which is going to fly similar to your 5X. A little bit different, but I don't think it's as good as can be. And I think it's also easy to play around. All right, next we've got, so now we're hitting into the bottom tier of our list, and I just want to briefly touch on these lists. I'm not going to spend a lot of time around them, but I want you to pay attention to what the lists are, and that'll really help you as you're list building to see what it is that you want to do. All right, so, and no shade to these pilots. These are top tier of X-Wing, and sometimes you fly bad, sometimes a variant goes against you, sometimes you pick a bad list. There's a lot of factors that go into it. Whatever the reason, these pilots got 1 win and either dropped or stuck it out. But we'll start with Matt Filippi, who had an MOV of 776, flying the Rebel A's, so Hera, Ahsoka, Wedge, Jake, and Sabine. And we've got Doug with a 758 MOV, flying Suture Fel with Predator, Gideon Hask with Predator, and a Patrol Leader Decimator with Darth Vader, Hull Upgrade, and Dauntless. Pretty easy to see how that one works. Send the Patrol Leader out there. It's going to get mobbed with Dauntless. Going to be hard to kill. Invader's just going to be out there wreaking havoc. So I like the idea behind the list. I just don't think it worked out as well as Doug was hoping it would. Next, we've got Chris Fraser flying 2 Delta Squadron pilots with Fire Control System and Suture Fel with Predator. Now, FCS is kind of interesting on the I-1 Defenders. I wouldn't typically see that because that means that they're going to have to target lock. And usually you just want to see those when turtled up. All right, next we've got Andreas Carlson flying Hera with Magpulse, Ahsoka with Extinctive Aim and Concussion Missiles, Wedge with Predator, and Garv Andreas with Proton Torpedoes and S-Foils. So interesting Rebel salad there. Not really sure what to say about that. All right, next we've got Mike Clark coming in at 682 MOV with a squad set. 3 Squad 7 veterans with Synchronized Console, and Warthog with Diamond Boron Missiles, Wolfpack, and Synchronized Console. So everyone's running I-3, passing locks around as you need, and Warthog keeping them alive until the end of the round. Next, we've got Manish Fallhaber flying 2 Onyx Squadron Aces with Juke and a Naked Inquisitor. Seems solid. Not sure what happened in the list. All right, Sebastian Dammers is next with a 601 MOV. Who's flying Nash Windwider with 1, 2, 3, 4 Snapshot and Procket Baron of the Empires. It's an interesting combination. That's a lot of points in there. I'm wondering if you would have done better if you added an extra ship and took away either all of the snapshots and put in a couple of thread tracers. I'm curious if that fits. All right, next we've got Daryl McMillian with a 577 MOV, flying Hera with Prockets, Ahsoka with Extinctive Aim, Patience, and Prockets, Jake with Proton Rockets, and Garv Andreas with Advanced Proton Torpedoes and Semaphore S-Foils. Next is Christopher Parkinson with a 462 MOV, flying Luke with R2 astromech and S-foils, Nora with ion cannon, advanced proton torpedoes, R4 and hull upgrade, and Leia Organa. So 3 5s. Pretty interesting list. There's so many things that could go into why these players are down here. At 52 overall, we've got Samuel Dameron, who's coming in 446 overall, who is flying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Genta security officers, three of them with ATP ion cannons and thermal detonators, and two with dorsal turret, ion torpedoes, and R3 astromech. So pretty interesting to see the new Y-wings out, but there seems to be a lot of ion control, and when it works, obviously it's great, but when it doesn't work, man, it certainly feels bad to not be getting the damage out there. All right. Next, we've got a good friend of mine, Craig Walker, who was flying 1, 2, 3, 4 Red Squadron, selfless Red Squadron veterans, and Derek Kilvian with tracer missiles. So it looks like everyone's at I3. I kind of understand it. Next, we've got Christopher Spinner going in at 368 MOV, flying Volt Scaris with Predator and hull upgrade, Major Vermeil with ion limited overdrive, and Protectorate Gleb, and two Cardia Academy cadets with sync laser cannons, hull upgrades, and the maneuver assist configuration. Zafar Tijani was our zero, no wins, 438 MOV, so obviously played around for a little while, flying Commandant Goron, Baron of the Empire with tracers, three Black Squadron scouts, and Wampa. Joshua Richardson, flying a Balak Sun Soldier with Cutthroat, tracers, and false transponder codes, Captain Sivor, Lats Razi with Sam Wessel, Torkel Mux with Moldy Crow, and Sunny Bounder. So we've got a lot of built-in jamming. It'd been interesting to see Pelov instead of Torkel, but there's probably a points issue in there. Next, we've got Matt Newt with Soontir Fel and four Naked Inquisitors with a 332 MOV. We've got Catherine Sturgis with a 262 MOV running R2-D2 with Ion Cannon Turret and Ayla Secura with three Delta 7B Jedi Knights. Sven Punga with a 226 MOV flying 5X at the Red Squadron Veteran. Julian Hood going 210 MOV, flying Nash Windrider with Disciplined, three Black Squadron Scouts with Discipline, and Soontir Fel with Predator. It's a lot of ships, but real easy to burn down those strikers, and not a lot of hole on Soontir Fel and Nash. Just one bad roll and those ships go away. All right. Casey Ellinger got the 132 MOV with Onyx Squadron Ace with Soontir Fel with Predator and hull upgrade, Gideon Haas with Predator and hull upgrade. And then the last one, but not least, Lukas Pokzinski flying two Onyx Squadron Aces with Juke and an Inquisitor, who it looks like did not fly in the tournament at all. So, looking over all those lists, our three and below, how much of their positioning do you think had to do with their play versus variants? I think, and for those that didn't catch it, you should check out the Fly Better podcast this week, where they talk about the psychology of X-Wing, and I would bet that some of that came into play. But I'm also going to say that most likely, the reason for the positioning here had more to do with positioning and setup than with variance. Now, variance certainly could have played a factor, and we've all had those games where it just doesn't go right. Some of them, some of us publicly. But that's just, that happens. So, but I want to know what you think. All right. Next, I would pull it up. I should have done that, but there were some rumors that came out April 1st on the First Order pack. And let's see if I can find it real quick. So, hold on. And for those listening, I do apologize as I am talking while trying to look this up at the same time. I'm trying to go through all of my Reddit posts, which, if you could see, would mostly be in Hardware Swap. And that just has to do with the fact that a lot of my off time is spent building computers. So if you, and I've managed to help people find graphic cards. I don't know why. I can certainly, I managed to get some, but not everyone gets the case. I'm not trying to brag about that at all, but I would like to just say, hey, if you need help, hit me up. I may be able to help you out. All right. Gosh, I cannot find it. So let's talk about getting a hold of me. Now, I do, as some of you know, I do have a Patreon account, and I've been looking at things that I can do that. So I think what I'm going to do, and I'm going to update. I'm going to update my Patreon so that you can see it. But essentially what I'm going to do is if I can get up to four Patreons, then I will do a ship giveaway where I will give away a $20 X-Wing miniature ship and I will cover the cost of shipping. Now, if we get more than four, if we get five or above, and any Patreon will be entered in to win this. So if I get five or above, then I will give away a one of the larger packs, one of the multi-ship packs, and I'll cover shipping on that. And then if we can get 20 or more Patreons, I will do the same with an epic ship. So again, if you don't know how to get, find me, go to patreon.com and search for Salt Mines X-Wing. You can also shoot me an email at saltminesxwing.com and or you can tweet me at saltxwing and so that's how to get a hold of me there. Gosh, this is gonna bug me. Here we go. Let me go. Almost got it. Almost got it, April Fools. Here we go. I'm just gonna pull this Reddit up onto the screen. See me if you're trying to get a hold of me on Reddit. Sailor Jovi is my username. That's my username on almost all the things. You can catch me on the Flybetter or Gold Squadron Discord servers. Again, I try to be as accessible as possible. I really want to hear from you to make sorry. I want to hear from you so I can make a better podcast for you. So here we go. I found it. So here was the possible April Fool's joke, which is the leak of the Fury of the First Order, which is a bomber, and the TIE Whisper, and the NR2 Y-Wing for Resistance Now. Again, if I click on these links and you look at them, oh, now they're gone. But it was on Asmodee. You say it's possible it was an April Fool's joke. Wouldn't surprise me. So it's possible it was an April Fool's joke, but more than likely, I think it was actually here. And what I wanted to talk about on this is if it is true, it means I was right that we would see the Faux Bomber and the TIE Whisper in a pack. Now, again, that is at this point not confirmed at all. So please don't go out and say that I'm saying that this is confirmed. It is a rumor, but it'd be cool to say that I was right. All right, now the last bit to wrap up this podcast, because I am just over a half an hour right now, is, and I like to end every podcast with a question, and this question is luck or skill? What do you think plays the biggest factor in the outcome of your X-Wing games? All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. If you like what you hear, please reach out and let me know. Consider leaving a 5-star review if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps me out and gets the word out. This is Sailor Joe, signing off. And one last thing, make sure to check out, stay tuned to my Twitch channel on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific is when I plan on going live in the future. Again, thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You're not.